The June 20th County Planning Commission meeting to order. I would like to thank the public for coming tonight and to remind everyone, if you wish to address the commission, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. We need to ensure that we get everything recorded and keep the meeting in order, so please come forward to speak. Remember, please do not speak over anyone. The county has a few administrative items to take care of before our public hearings. First order of business is to approve the minutes from our April 18th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
Oh, and it would be from our May meeting. Your May 16th.
Pardon me, our May 16th meeting.
A motion for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Second, excuse me. Was you looking at this?
The first item on our agenda tonight is case number 19.03 CRSD US Chemicals LLC simple subdivision. Megan, can you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Board. This is County Case Number 19.03 CRSD, and the applicant is U.S. Chemical Solutions, LLC, with Brett Van Rensselaer representing them. Their agent is Doyle Land Surveying, and to summarize, they're proposing to subdivide 42.4 acres into two parcels, one 10-acre parcel, the other 32.4 acres in size. It's located in a portion of sections 10 and 11, Township 50 North, Range 72 West, which puts it about 6/10 of a mile north of the city of Gillette limits on the west side of Little Powder River Road. Bless you. It is currently zoned I-2 Heavy Industrial District, and there is no zoning change requested or required. It's currently vacant grasslands with some graded areas. To the north and south are vacant grasslands, which are unzoned. To the east is the Wrangler Estate subdivision, zoned I-1 along Little Powder Road and RR behind it. And to the west, vacant grasslands, as well as the Kroll Hop Plant, which is also zoned I-2 Heavy Industrial. The water source will be individual water wells, and wastewater will be private septics, and the following planning considerations would apply. Proposed tract 1 is in a flag lot configuration, and per section 7.4 of the subdivision regs, flag lots are generally prohibited because they've often been used to avoid building a street to serve a subdivision, and their use also increases the number of approaches onto lots. However, conditions may exist where flag lots are reasonable. Flag lots are approved for use in areas where extraordinary topography, emergency accessibility, or access to infrastructure warrant flag-shaped lots. Staff is generally supportive of this design. However, I would ask the applicant address the commission regarding their flag lot configuration. They need to provide the book and page along with a recorded copy of the proposed 60-foot access easement. U.S. Chemical Solutions LLC also owns a 40-acre tract adjacent to the northeast corner of this parcel. That parcel will not be eligible for subdivision by U.S. Chemical Solutions as a simple subdivision in the future. There are some cosmetic changes to the record of survey as well as some surveying reviews, standard planning considerations, and with that, staff would recommend approval of the proposed simple subdivision pending completion of all planning considerations. And I can answer questions, and the applicant is in the audience.
Do we have any public comment?
I did not receive any written public comment on this case.
Any public comment tonight? Do we need to hear from them?
Questions or explanation on his flag lot? Or
I would like to hear an explanation for the configuration of this, because it is a little unique.
Sure. My name's
Brett.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're loud.
My name's Brett Van Rensselaer. I live in Lingle, Wyoming. My address is box 277. And the configuration of this, I had never heard the word flag lot until she mentioned it the other day. So it was not, there was nothing there other than what we're trying to do is, if you look at the shape of that, on the northeast of that, oh, that drawing's gone. Put that up. On the top right, we actually own the property to the east as well, and we have tanks in that northeast corner of what this, the flag lot that you would call it. They're over on the other side. That particular strip, what it does is it gives us a way. Yes, thank you. It gives us a way to bring water down from that. We have a well in that other 40 up there. And we do, we blend dust control products for the rail cars, and so we use a tremendous amount of water. And we have tanks down there, and we bring that water down, right down that line for those tanks. When we bought this property, we had issues getting access to it. And then with the piece up in the other corner, we had issues getting access to it. So we finally got driving access, which you can see on the bottom there. Or actually, through the middle of the lot, there's a roadway right there, and then it turns and goes north into that other 40. So I'm not looking for road access. I'm looking for a way to make sure that I can keep my pipelines from having equipment parked on them, from having stuff, you know, built too close to where I can't access those, and for the ability to go in and take them out and put new ones in as need be. So essentially what I was trying to do is just connect my two properties, or my three properties, and have a permanent utility area for that, because that water is critical to our operation down there. And so that's all the only reason I drew that up like that. And just simply with access issues I've had in the past, when I have had easements, sometimes people will push to the edge of the easement, they'll park equipment on top of those types of things, and I just thought it'd be a whole bunch easier if I owned that property. And I have no intention of selling the upper part, and the east side of that flag actually connects to those two buildings that we have in the other property, and so it will be a back lot for those, for our operations. So that'll all be used. The 33 will actually sell.
So track two, you're looking to sell.
Correct.
Okay.
And I noted on my case sheet, my directions are wrong. Northwest. He owns the 40 to the northwest.
The I-2?
Yeah.
Okay,
so. You say northeast, so we're backwards.
Okay, so the corner—it's a corner, the corner right there.
That's
corner,
correct.
It would be corner hopping. So he owns the 40 that's not zoned.
Okay. And then you also own the trapezoid shaped piece between Little Powder River Road and the property you're looking to subdivide. Is that the way I understood that?
That little
two buildings.
Yeah, there's two buildings there, straight to the east of that, the north half of that. Yes.
Right over the little bump that goes all the way over the road.
Yeah.
Right north of that bump.
Yep.
This is, you know, our regulations, let's say, topography, emergency access, or infrastructure, which he stated that's his need. And it is kind of an opposite flag lot from what we see if somebody is trying to avoid building a road and just using the flag pole portion as access to the road. So.
And it's really not roadworthy anyway. As right at the beginning of that flag, there's actually a dam there, and there's a pond on that track two, and you're going down. You'd never build a road there just because it's a drainage below that dam.
Is that where you're putting your goose pits in?
No. Actually, I'm sure somebody could pop some geese. I see them out there a lot.
You have to excuse me. I know you do sending escapades.
So I guess I'm a little bit curious. You said you've run the road turns and runs north along the property boundary there?
Correct, on the east side of the boundary.
On the east side of the boundary there. How do you get to that 40 where it's simply a corner hop there?
If you look at that road easement on the west side, the easement was actually designed to accommodate that. You can see that the road swings to the west, and so that the outside of the easement actually hits a corner. So there's an easement across that other corner, that Kroll.
Okay, so you've got an easement across that
road easement. Okay. Yeah, I am. I have no need of road easement. I just want to make sure that my pipelines and my water access is there, because they're in the future. As our business grows, we may end up having to add another line, increase the diameter, something like that. It's just a whole lot easier when you own the ground and you don't have to, you know.
So you plan on keeping it industrial?
Oh, yeah, we're absolutely.
We'll set up the two buildings, the center lot and the west lot.
Sorry?
Do you own the I-2 or I-2 to the west?
No, he doesn't.
No, Crowell owns that.
Crowell.
They've got their hot plant out there.
This was previously zoned I-2 by the owner prior, and that zoning designation does fit with our land use map for everything west of Little Powder and in that northern drive corridor to be our industrial commercial corridor. So the zoning is in line with our land use plan.
Good.
Yeah, it's actually a dual easement. It's an easement for Kroll into that next property, and then for our northwest 40.
So you're concerned somebody in the I-2 to the west might be using your road and damage your pipeline. That's your biggest concern, right?
You know, the pipeline is actually on the very north of the tract in that strip.
Okay. And
my concern is if we sell that tract, that whole 40 intact, then I could put an easement on it prior to selling it. My concern is always when you've got those having somebody set up on it or have equipment there, and because the first thing I would do if I owned that property is I'd push all my equipment back to that fence and park it back there out of the way, because your road is on the front, and that, those are just things I'm thinking of, and I'm just trying to avoid the tap dance in the future is really what I'm trying to do.
Why do you want to sell track 2?
We just, with the 40 that we have in the above and that 40, we have no need for it whatsoever. And we thought if we could sell that track 2, it would help us just to pay for some of the improvements. And we just, that well failed, and it was $150,000 to, you know, it would be nice to recoup some of that. So, and we don't have any need of it.
Any other questions, comments? Can I get a motion to approve case number 19.03 CRSD U.S. Chemicals LLC Simple Subdivision?
Move for approval.
Second.
With no further comments, Clark, can you poll the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 19.03 CRSD U.S. Chemical Solutions LLC Simple Subdivision, contingent on the completion of all planning considerations. Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you to everyone who attended tonight. If you have further questions about these cases or hearings in front of the county commissioners, please contact Megan. Next item is old business. Megan, do we have any old business or new business?
For old business, we have a public hearing with the county commissioners on our proposed zoning amendments that you've recommended to the county commission on July 2nd at 10:30 a.m. So anyone who's interested in making comment on those proposed amendments, please come to that hearing. You do have a couple cases scheduled for your next regular meeting, which will be July 18th here, same time, same place. And with that, tonight is Commissioner Brown's final meeting with us. So just wanted to express appreciation to him for his years of service on the Planning Commission and wish him well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown.
Nobody's getting emotional. I'm sure.
You want a cake?
Really, I'm really happy I'm gone is what I was thinking.
Ice cream's later. Thank you, Megan. With no further items on the agenda, I adjourn the meeting.